I hope it's an endearing part of our show
it that we be. Can't yeah, intro. That we struggle. Like, sign on, sign offs are not our forte.
Well, I've heard a lot of podcasts the same thing. So, yeah, you know, they're like, bad. I heard one podcast that was like 30 minutes, and they're like, oh, by the way, we're this.
What's up? That's kind of like
how the more we do it, the more we push it off.
We should be like yeah. that, honestly.
But. We should stop being like that.
All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, count of six. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Above the Board with Josh
and Phil,
where we keep it above the board with Josh
and Phil.
Say it twice.
And we're recording in front of a live streaming audience at twitch.tv/above the board. So come and harass us sometime.
Sure. But yeah, no, we are doing our Witch Geek On segment of our wonderful show. And today we have a guest, Mr. Nathan Townsend. Yep.
I'm Nathan Townsend.
Ooh, we full named him.
I did full name. Yeah. He did
totally,
it.
I got totally doxxed.
Yeah, man, it's fine. It's fine. I love your art, man. Your art's so
oh,
cool.
Oh, thanks.
I've never even seen your art. This is the first time you've mentioned you're an artist.
Yeah. Well,
in front of me. Probably not in your life.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to. Right now, I'm currently redesigning my website because it was. It was awful, and I up till recently did a lot primarily black and white. So I'm starting to insert a lot of color. I'm starting to do like T-shirts now. I drew a bunch of them. I was trying to get a lot done for this last week on vacation, but life happened. So I'm like,
sure. We like have like a month lead in between episodes.
Yeah.
So if you think your website will be done, you can.
It probably won't be.
Pitch it.
Okay. And we're all about self promote, man.
Right.
Like, we're terrible at it. So yeah. If our guests, if that's the one thing you get from this, is you get self promote. Go. For
I do.
It.
I will have an Etsy store hopefully up and running. It's Nathan Townsend on Etsy. That's where
we go.
That'll yes. be. I'll be looking at my shirts, putting on there geek. There'll be geek stuff and just like random, you know, just whatever will sell.
Sure,
it's pretty cool, man. One of my favorites that I saw that you did was the Majora's Mask etching because I'm a huge Majora's Mask. Is my favorite Zelda.
It's.
I feel like you've talked about this art and how your friend did it, but you never said it was Nate.
I thought I did.
No.
Oh well. There you go. Surprise.
Plot twist. Majora's Mask is awesome. I mean, just the mask itself is awesome. The game good. I love too. Although I will say that's one of my love hate ones.
Yeah.
Because I'm really bitter about. I'll be 3/4 of the way through that dungeon, and then like I had to rewind time because I ran out of time.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is so. Like most people who enjoy that game, they either love it or they love hate it. But I've never talked to anyone that just flat out hates it.
No.
Like it's always like in the middle, or like me, where it's like in the top.
I can't say I totally hate it because I did. You know, I got all the masks and I went Super Saiyan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So at the end. I did the work.
Yeah, man. And
so, Nate, what you geek on?
Yeah. You get to go first, guest.
Okay. Playing Breath of the Wild, the first one. I don't know if the second one is out, but I'm playing the first one. Totally lost. I beat the giant elephant, so I got that guy.
Nice.
And I did several times I had to beat that boss. It was funny because I was like, I can't beat this boss. I got to load an older save and try to level up or get more stuff. And I couldn't do that because all my saves were within the elephant. So finally, I just went for it. Then finally, I went to bed and just it always worked. I started the game, beat him.
Nice.
So, and now I'm lost again. So I don't know what I'm doing.
One thing I think is neat about that game is though you can like bail on like whatever dungeon or boss you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to finish it. You
yeah.
can just dip out.
Because I definitely did that. I stumbled across the elephant. Even though I know it points like where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I just was like exploring and then I saw it and I was like, ooh, I know I need to take this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not proper. I didn't have good armor or weapons or anything. I got through the puzzly parts, you know, and then fighting the first little boss. I was like, yeah, no, I'm not prepared for this. Did a bunch of those little mini dungeons. I forget what they're called.
Yeah.
The shrines.
Oh, the shrines, yeah.
And I like, just found a bunch of random really cool stuff and then came back and still got the floor wiped with my butt, you know. But it was fun.
I was pretty bitter at that elephant because I tried. I jumped off a cliff. I'm like, oh, I can just glide over and drop on them, and they don't let you do that.
No, the stamina meter.
No. Then I'm playing Genshin. I am playing Genshin. Genshin Impact with my girls. They make fun of me because I don't play that much. I basically play so I can play with them, and they have put so much time and money into it. My middle, she got like $75 of gift cards and blew it all on Genshin.
What is this game?
Basically, it's like an MMO, kind of, out of China. It plays very much like Breath of the Wild. It's but yeah, it's the thing's kind of crappy is the way they make all their money. If you want, let's say, a new character, like, oh, they just release this new character, you have to gamble for it. So you have wishes, and those wishes, you can... Technically, you can play the game without spending any money.
Right.
But if you actually want to make any real progress, you have to drop some money in it. I have dropped money in there, but I haven't, because on the Android phones, they have this Google thing where they do the quizzes, or the quizzes.
The rewards.
Like, yes. Yeah. And so I was like, I get money. And so I just spent $30, but I didn't, because I answered the little quizzes and answered the little stuff. And like, I eventually got $30. I'm like, okay, I'll use that.
I'm all about that. Yep. Nice. Do you have an Android phone?
I do not.
It's pretty sweet, because it will, I mean, you can tell they're using their data, because they're like, were you at Chick-fil-A today?
Yes.
Like, I was. Yeah. So they're like, take a picture of the receipt for me. So. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you can. There's a lot of times where it'll like be like, were you at the place next door to where you were? And be like, nope. They're like, here's 10 cents. Shut up.
Oh, I made a lot of money when I went to Macy's. That, like, every day they're like, were you at Macy's recently? I'm like, yes, I was.
Sure.
Did you
was.
Buy anything? Like, nope. I was in there, but I didn't buy anything. And that they did that for a month.
Yeah.
And I just like, and then I guess they eventually wised up and stopped.
Can you imagine, though, like them reading your data and be like, what is this guy doing every day going to Macy's and not buying anything? And he's there for a long time, I think. What is he doing?
No, I'm sure they're like, oh, he probably is married. Let's start sending ads. Yeah.
It does get creepy sometimes where, like, my wife and I'll be talking about something, all of a sudden she's like, I just got an ad for something we were just talking about. Like,
Yeah. Our Alexas do that a lot.
They also found out Facebook 100% spies on you. Like, it tracks where you touch your phone.
That's
uninstall that Facebook app.
It is spooky season, and we're creeping each other out with technology.
I have Facebook, but I check it maybe once a month, which is actually really bad, because I'm trying to be an artist and try to get more, like, engagement out there. I just hate Facebook. That back to the geeky stuff. I'm replaying New Game Plus Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah.
And I played through and beat it on easy, because I was like, oh, I'm not very good at this game, and I just want to play for the story. I don't have time to really get good at games.
The story's awesome.
But then I've been playing the multiplayer with my friend Sean, who lives in Washington, and we are kind of antisocial, so we only play with us two. It's supposed to be four, so we're doing levels at like the highest difficulty and with just us two.
Oh wow!
And so I'm not by no means an expert, because.
But is he carrying you?
No, we carry. We actually do pretty good carry each other. Yeah. No, we take care of each other. It's pretty fun.
I'm gonna have to link up with you guys. I know that we keep talking about it. Yeah. But I just gotta find time to jump in.
I got my samurai. He's pretty high up. I think he's level 26. I have my assassin. He's about the same. My archer are really good. They're, if you know how to use them, they're kind of cheap. If you got really good arrows,
especially
if you get some of the perks on there, you can do some pretty good damage. The Ronin, I hate it. I can't. The Ronins are really good if you have, again, the four people, because they can heal, they can resurrect, and they have a dog who can attack the people. But as, you know, we try to brute force our way through those games, and it's just...
Yeah, I'm going to have to level up and jump in there with you guys. Because I told you I did that one, like, level with, like, a rando dude.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't have a headset, but apparently through PS5, you talk through the controller. I don't remember if that was on PlayStation 4 or not. It scared me real bad.
There's a speaker in the controller?
Apparently.
Oh my god.
Because, like, I'm sitting there and playing, and then he's, like, behind you. I was like, look!
Your controller is sentient. Yeah.
And, like, freaked out. And then he's like, have you ever played this before? And I'm like, still trying to figure out, like, who is talking to me?
Right.
And then I noticed the little speaker icon when he was talking. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh. And then I noticed when I talked, I had a speaker icon, and I didn't have anything on me. So I was like, is this, like, it sounded real dumb, I'm sure, because I was like, can you hear me through the controller? And he was like, I don't know, bro. Do you have a headset on? And I was like, no. He was like, do you have a PS5? I was like, yeah. He's like, then probably.
Yeah.
That is low-key genius.
Yeah.
Because I signed up for Xbox Live, like, day one, and you could only buy it with a headset, because they wanted everyone to have a headset.
Yep.
And it was great. And then the 360 came around, and they dropped the headset requirement.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, since then, like, no one uses a headset. And I always, like, feel awkward putting mine on.
Yeah, I have, like, a Turtle Beach, like, headset I use for my Xbox, but I don't use it for, like, online gaming. I use it literally if, like, I have to be quiet, or I'm playing a game that, like, requires super good sound quality.
Yeah.
Like a horror game or something.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, something immersive.
Do you do Bluetooth, or are you actually supposed to plug it in?
It's Bluetooth.
Okay.
Yeah,
I would just use wire, because I'm like, I don't really need Bluetooth, because I'm holding the controller. I just need from the controller to my headset.
So,
so we usually have. Problem is my headset. I got a fancy headset. My youngest has been using it to watch. She broke all her headsets. Now she's using mine, and she's slowly breaking that one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting to the point now where you don't have to jiggle. You stick it in there, and you kind of like turn it a little bit.
Like an old phone charger.
Yeah, exactly right. So
it's getting
to the point
where you need to buy a new one. Gravity does its job.
Be like, like, this is daddy's headset. If you break yours, tough luck.
Oh, I was like that for a while until finally it's like, she's like, we're going on a long car ride. She wants to take the iPad. And
you don't want
to
hear it on a car ride.
No. So I'm like, okay, fine. Here.
That's fair. Noble That's sacrifice cool. of the headset.
Yes. I think it's pretty much all I'm doing geek-wise outside of watching stuff. Yeah. I just don't have, as much time to dedicate to playing video games. Oh, Skyrim VR. I love it. I love Skyrim VR. I get sick, but I love it. I can play for a limited period of time, so finally I'm like, and I'm done.
Dude, there's one VR game that made me super nauseous. I can't remember for life of me. I was just talking to somebody about it the other day, too, because he was like, do you get motion sick playing VR? Because, like, we have Beat Saber. We play the heck out of Beat Saber. Yeah. Play the heck out of Pistol Whip. That's a great one, too.
Yeah.
But, Blade and Sorcery. Have you played that?
I haven't, no.
Is that the one that's, like, you kill all the people?
Yeah, it's like the arena combat one.
Yeah.
It's super fun.
Sorry, that's so vague. Like, you kill all the people? Like, like Skyrim?
No, it is. It's like the sword will stick in them, or it's awesome. You cut off their limbs.
I know what you're talking about. Yes. I got you now. I think I've seen clips of my
TikTok. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure you just kill people.
Yeah, like, it's all it is. Like, each level, at least from what I've played, I mean, maybe I'm playing it wrong, I don't know. But, like, each level is just, like, one big arena, and then a set amount of spawns come in, and you can kill them however way you can or want to. Nice. And you can, like, do magic or your traditional, like, melee weapons, or you can do, like, a bow and arrow. Bow and arrow is really fun, because, like, it's the whole, like, you know, you really do, like, hold up one controller, and, like, you're basically knocking the arrow and aiming, and, like, it's so funny because half the time you forget that, like, when you're super involved in the game, like, you forget that you have something sitting on your face, or at least I do, and when I go to knock and then I pull back, like, I'm smashing the thing
the boss every time.
Yeah. But no, that one, because you're constantly moving with one thumb.
Yeah.
And swinging with, like, whatever, you know, is your main weapon hand or whatever. And when you go to take your helmet off, like, you'll get, at least I have, every time you're like, oh, I gotta sit down for a bit. I don't feel so hot.
My brother-in-law showed me Captain Toonhead. It's a tower defense game, but you play in VR in that, like, you have hammers and you, like, throw them and you, like, build your towers and then the wave will come. But then you hop to the towers and you just have guns. You sit there and you shoot them as well. And you can, like, move between them and, like, level them up as they kill stuff, whatever. It's pretty fun. And it's, like, got, like, a Borderlands kind of sense of humor or whatever.
Oh, I'm down.
We were going to let Lucy play first in the beginning. Like, you, like, a microwave explodes and, like, turns the whole crew into, like, green skeletons. And Lucy was like, nope, you can play Dad.
I'm okay. I'm all right.
But that was, like, the most scary part.
Yeah, Sadie's getting to the point where she wants to play anything and everything that I want to play. Mm. And I'm playing through Tiny Tina's Wonderlands.
Yeah.
It's T. So, I mean, it's fine. And she's like, I don't think I'm good at this game, but I want to keep playing it. So can I play it when you're not around? I'm like, I don't really care. Because, I mean, it's not. It's fine.
Yeah.
Are you turning to coach dad mode? Where you're like, shoot him in the head. Why aren't you doing it right?
The only thing that, the only thing that I do, I'm like, well, you can't shoot him if you're looking down. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only thing. And she, like, she gets so frustrated. I'm like, just look up. It's all right. It's cool. I get mad when people coach me. Like, if I'm playing a game, they're like, why didn't you do this? I'm like, why don't you shut your mouth? But
I get that, but it's also really painful to watch someone and you're just like, oh, my God, just push B.
But see, like, here's the thing. It's like, it's different if you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate it when it's someone who's either, A, never played a game, or has never played the game that you're playing.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That drives me crazy. Okay. Now, like, if I'm playing a game and you've played it and you know what you're talking about, and you're like, you should have done this, fine. I'm like, oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know? That's fine.
Yeah, or when they're like, oh, did you know you can go over there?
Yeah, and you're like, oh, that's, thanks. That does not bother me at all. But if you're like, have you played, I don't know, Prince of Persia? And you're like, no, what's Prince of Persia? That sounds dumb. And then they're watching you play, and they're like, well, why didn't you just do that? I'm like, whew. I'm going to put this controller
in. Do you see Sands of Time re-release? They're going to do, like, a reboot of Sands of Time?
Yeah.
I'm super
I don't know
pumped.
When it's coming, but I am excited for it.
It keeps getting delayed.
Yeah, I know.
Or whatever, but
it's supposed to be spring.
Day one purchase. Someone borrowed stole that from me.
But, oh, no.
And so I need it in high def.
I once backtracked almost half the progress of the game because I realized I missed.
You know, hold the rewind button a long time.
Well, you had to collect to get the true ending. You had to collect all the power ups, and so I realized I missed one of the power ups, and so I literally backtracked all the way through the game to get that power up. So and then I had to redo it.
That's dedication, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's no enemies; they're all dead. So I'm just basically do all the
platform.
That's kind of fun, though. All that wall running stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, so I've been like a Prince of Persia fan since like day one. Like the OG one.
It's really
good. That sounds okay.
Yeah.
You got me there. I never. I think I played the game off. I would like, I play the game, turn it on, and I'm dead. I'm done.
I played it on the iPad.
I played the pseudo prequel because my dad had a Commodore 64, so I like a bunch of weird games. This game, Karataka.
Sounds familiar.
It's like karate. It's like the original Prince of Persia, but like without the jumping. You just move the right and an enemy comes out. But it did have like you do high, medium, low kick and high, medium, low punch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just like had to outmaneuver people. And
this was like paper rock scissors.
Like, I know. And it was almost like a, and then at the end there's like a giant samurai guy you had to beat or whatever. It was
vague memory of that.
It was rough.
The name sounds familiar.
Yeah,
it does. But the way you're describing it does not. But I don't know. I'm also remembering like a weird like Japanese release game that was done by like a comedian. I forget what it's called. It's like something, something like challenge. We'll look it up. It's in post. But anyway, you said you were watching some stuff. What have you been watching, man?
Today I watched the finale of She-Hulk. And
okay, I just watched it, and I really want to talk about this.
Okay.
All right.
Because, so, in general, I really like She-Hulk.
Yes,
I did. Like, I thought it was great.
Agreed.
I know a lot of people complain about the art design. But, like, 10 minutes into it, I'm like, this is just like a cartoon.
Yeah.
This is like the Animaniacs of the MCU is what we're watching.
Yeah. It really
is. So I was like...
It's such a weirdly accurate...
But I was like, I'm all in now. Yeah. This is the best. I loved it. Like, all the way through, everything about it.
Yeah.
Even, like, the Megan Thee Stallion twerking, it fit really well.
Good.
Thought it was great.
Yeah.
But then the finale, what happened? Like, what actually happened?
What do you mean?
Like, so... I followed a series of events. It's just like... It's like a deconstruction of the MCU.
Yeah.
But I feel like a good deconstructing thing is you get down to the essence and then you do something with that essence or say something about that essence. But I felt like the finale of She-Hulk just deconstructed it and then ended.
So I feel like...
Like, because, like, she was... I love the Kevin Feige robot or whatever.
Yeah, he was great.
That was amazing.
My favorite is that the housing of the camera was like a hat.
Yes!
That was the best.
It was so great. And it was like, what's that? Or whatever. And she asked about the X-Men. Like, it was so great.
Yeah.
It was super enjoyable. But she edited the things that were happening and came back not to resolve the new version, but after the new version was already resolved. Right?
Mm.
So, like, there's, like, no ending. They, like, skipped the ending.
I think, like, literally the point of the finale is to show how they're going to break the fourth wall. With any fourth wall breaking characters. But
how many are there? I thought it was
like, I mean, there's like Deadpool. Really two that are like, everyone knows Deadpool's coming.
Sure.
He had that announcement a few weeks ago or whatever.
I mean, I thought it was great how she was like, came out and talked to the writers.
Yeah, dude, I thought something was wrong with my app. Like when it was like,
I know, it was so
because they even made that noise. It was like, boop. And then like, I was like, what happened? Because like, Piper had the controller.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, dang it, Pipe. She does it all the time. She'll like back out of stuff and she thinks it's cool. It did that and I was like, oh, that's weird. And then like when she punches out of the panel.
Yeah.
That was great. And then she like swings down to the making of.
Yes.
I enjoyed that. But I just flashed to Deadpool Kills Marvel Universe. You ever read that?
Yeah.
They did the same thing where, of course, in that one, he murders everyone. He breaks out and kills all his creators. But, like, I flashed at that. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. I mean, one thing I read about people complaining about She-Hulk, they're wanting more serious. It's like, have you read She-Hulk?
Yeah.
I mean, on the episode 100, or episode, issue 100, they had her jump rope naked because they promised they would. Well, because the first few issues, they go, if we ever hit issue 100, we promise that we'll have She-Hulk jump rope naked. And so they hit issue 100.
So weird.
And so they had her jump rope naked. Of course, they had strategic, you know.
Oh, of course.
And then, like, a couple panels in, you know, an executive comes out. It's like, oh, we can't do this.
Sure.
So, yeah. So it fits the brand. I was totally down for it. And I was listening to another podcast where they were talking about how the whole reason She-Hulk came along was in the TV show, they were talking about bringing out She-Hulk. And they're like, well, we got to beat the TV show because if the TV show makes it, then they'll kind of own that intellectual property.
The OG TV show.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, with...
the 70s or whatever.
With David Banner instead of Bruce Banner.
Right.
Because Bruce Banner's too gay.
What?
Yeah, they didn't call him Bruce Banner because they thought it was too gay. Yeah, it was the 70s or 80s. It was the 70s.
70s.
I mean, like, it's like I believe it, but also, like, what was that board meeting like?
Great! A lot of conversations of what happened, like, when I was a kid, I always had to go, it was the 80s. It makes everything okay. It was the 80s.
Like, I was talking to Michael Akron about it. He was like, I loved it, the finale. He's like, but it just left me with so many questions. And I feel like that's where...
Yeah, that's what, like, it didn't, like... And so it's one of those things where it's like, if it was a movie, I would, like, hate it.
Yeah.
Since this is a show, I'm just like, I don't like that episode very much.
Yeah.
The one thing I did kind of get, I'm not going to say I got upset. I just kind of went, I got a little irritated, was when they introduced Hulk's son.
Scar.
Yeah, how they just threw that in there.
I'm like.
That was kind of dumb.
Planet Hulk is one of my favorite run. Like,
oh, it's so good.
It is so, and when, even when they came out with the cartoon logo, Planet Hulk of the cartoon, mm-hmm. I still had some gripes because I get it. They have to adapt it. They can't dedicate 12 hours to hit all the points.
Right.
I fair. But this was just like, oh, by the way, here's this. And I'm like, in Planet Hulk, the whole point was like he was angry, raging Hulk, not smart Hulk. So. Yes. It makes me wonder how that all happened. And on top of that, two of the characters that was introduced in Thor Ragnarok were originally introduced in Planet Hulk. Was it the stone guy and Korg. The bug dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, Meek and Korg. And Meek actually turns out to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
He betrayed them all. So, again, I get it. It's MCU. It's not the comics. I'm in. That's fine. I'm not going anywhere. You know, they didn't chase me off.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like that little nerd person means like,
Juggernaut's helmet. Juggernaut's helmet. Yeah, it is kind of weird, though, that like, I mean, I guess like when in the MCU, when Hulk was on Sakaar, he was barbarian, raging, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. like full like warrior, gladiator, king Hulk.
Thor Ragnarok.
You know?
Yeah. That was him.
You know? Yeah,
I kind of made mad that it was like, oh, they just like backgrounded all of World War Hulk.
Yep.
And it was so good.
Yeah.
It's like one of the few Marvel comics I've read.
It's super.
And I was like, oh.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's super weird, though, that they're going to, moving forward, make World War Hulk or Planet Hulk or whatever adaptation they're doing, where, like, he and Scar can talk about their issues. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't Scar mad because, like, Hulk left?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't know he was born. He didn't know.
Right, right. Yeah. He thought he died because, like, his wife or his mate or whatever died, and he thought that his soon-to-be born son, because he didn't know that he was already born, I guess, was dead.
Yeah,
and he went on a rampage and then left. And then when Scar came around, or like when he was growing up, he thought that he just abandoned him, mm-hmm. and so he had dad issues, right?
Right. And then meanwhile on the show, he's like,
I know that was kind of too. I mean, I feel like it is like part of their making fun of Marvel or whatever.
Yeah.
In that the like tag, like that's like a big thing. Mm-hmm. Like it's gonna have a ton of impact on whatever the next Hulk story is.
Yeah.
Threw it in just like a hey.
Well, is it me or Smart Hulk like significantly smaller? I mean, I know he's kind of weaker too, but it just seems like he's smaller than he was in the movies when he was like angry, raging Hulk. Even when he was Smart Hulk in the Avengers, it just seemed like on the TV show he was, especially when he came on the end with that stupid sweater on, I was like, he's smaller.
When he busts through the roof, like in the fake ending or whatever. I did like the when the Kevin Robot's like, can you change back into Jen? We don't have the budget to have this conversation. It's so good. And she goes, well, how do you want me to do that? He's like, just do it off camera. And then it like cuts. And then like you hear some noises and she's like, there, is that better? And it's her.
My favorite part was how he's like, oh, we're using animators or something else. And I did a little
the Black Panther. Whatever. Yeah, that was really good too. That was pretty funny. What else do you want to watch, man?
Then I finished. Oh, I didn't finish. I watched the most recent episode of Andor, which I know we can't talk too much about it, but I'm totally digging it.
Dude, thank you.
It is.
Thank you.
It's surprising, but shouldn't be, that it seems like the most recent. The Star Wars that I'm liking the most are the ones that don't have Jedi involved. I should know that because a true geek also read Star Wars books before they. You know, Disney came and killed them all. Favorite series was Republic Commandos.
Mm.
The Republic Commandos series, loved it. It ended like in a cliffhanger, and it's never going to go anywhere. The author who was writing them actually quit even before Disney came. The author was being so hounded, she just like walked away. But the characters they introduced and just the backstory they had of the clones, also the Clone Wars cartoon also kind of undid all that. But in there, Mandalore wasn't this city in the sky and all these people. Mandalore was a farming community, and it was. There was no race. It was just, it was all blood packs. You know, like, it didn't matter what race you were or what, it was just.
Yeah, it was a way of life versus,
it was
like.
It was a way of life.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had, again, it didn't matter. And they even had a Jedi who left the order to become, to become a Jedi. It just, I could gush all over it. So, just, they were doing all that without the Jedi. And then Mandalorian came out, and that was amazing. Boba Fett came out, that was adequate.
generous. You liked it more than me, I guess.
Well, I appreciate, I will say it, there's, keep the helmet on. I'm sorry, because he took his helmet off. Everyone loved him because he was a mystery with his helmet on.
Tamora Morrison is a handsome dude.
Yes.
He's a good looking guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Keep that helmet on.
He, He was amazing. I don't mind him taking off from time to time.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't as egregious as the Halo series, but it was it was still like he just kept on taking it off. And also, there was no reason. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to turn this into a gripe fest about Boba Fett, but there was no reason.
Well, you haven't listened to our show then.
There was no reason to have the timeline like that. They could have very easily just said, okay, here he is when he came out of the Sarlacc pit, and then they just, you know, made the series. Why did they have to keep on cutting to him sleeping in, you know, in this cutting back? That just made it, didn't make any sense.
It was like drag it out, you know. Yeah. They're like flesh it out. I mean, I enjoy the backstory. I don't appreciate how it was handled, you know. And I mean, like, I have had countless discussions, heated geeky discussions about the show.
It truly says something when the best episodes that really kind of saves the series, you guys know where I'm going with this,
yeah,
is the Mandalorian episode. Yes,
Din Djarin coming.
Yes, yes. And like when he comes out, I mean, that episode, it was just one episode, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
it was just him.
Yeah.
It hands down was the best episode of the whole series. And
that was super odd. I mean, I love the episode, but it's like, I remember watching it and being like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just him. It's establishing his new ship. It's establishing Baby Yoda, yep, or Grogu with another CG Mark Hamill.
Significantly better thing, one. Though, yeah, was that it was just also just clearly better than the other episodes of Boba Fett.
Yeah, yes.
Like, I was like, that's a bold
of him. I do have to say that, as much as it might gripe me, because I'm a huge Boba Fett fan, obviously. Mandalorian, yeah, and Boba Fett stuff all over the place, but like,
no, I had some friends I was talking to the other weekend who were like, we just couldn't watch Boba Fett, we gave up, but we like Mandalorian. I was like, well, there's one episode you should watch.
Yeah,
but
yeah, you take it out of
even that one episode on, because he does kind of disappear from it, like, but then at the end he kind of shows up, because they kind of even know that last little bit of it.
Yeah, that last episode I thought was fun.
Yeah,
saved it for me, a complete waste of time.
I'm glad though that you really like Andor, because I've been trying desperately to get people to watch and like the show.
I've only heard good things about it.
So, great. But that's the problem, is that like, it's not super action-packed. There's 6 episodes in, and I would say, of the 6, probably 2.5 of them have heavy action.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fine. Are you saying it's like a heist show? So are they like scheming a lot?
It's an espionage show, straight up.
Because they also go somewhere that most of the Star Wars has never gone. The bureaucracy. It's like the red tape. You go in there and you actually see how the Empire functioned. Like, yeah, Emperor, lightning, Darth Vader, stormtroopers, killing. But this is like the minutia where they're like, okay.
Corporate Empire, which is fascinating. Because, like, we've had many, many awesome Star Wars conversations, but like the old legend books, like they would talk about like the weird Imperial like loyalists, like who were never like, you know, in the Academy or part of the Empire, but they just like believed in what the Empire was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had your actual Imperialists that were like worked their way up or whatever. And then you have the ones that were like, you know, Finn or Han even, who went through the Academy and they're like, nah, it's not for me.
Right.
I'm not really feeling this. But this show is so cool in the sense that like pure bureaucracy of what the Empire is and what it's doing to systems that are like less, not necessarily developed, but like they just don't have the resources to like be they're not Coruscant, and they never will be Coruscant. Mm-hmm. You know, like the first planet, Ferris or whatever, it's like the mining planet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it's just, and the way that it's like kind of broken down, so the first 3 episodes are like one story, then the next 3 episodes are a different story.
Mm-hmm.
All following casts from Rogue One, and several other characters are throughout all 6, but like there's characters in the first 3 that aren't in the next 3. But I'm sure they'll pop back in, you know.
I mean, ultimately, also, you know, you're watching a character, you know he's going to live. But you know how he goes out. You know, in Rogue One, he doesn't make it. So, spoiler.
I know, I had a friend who's like, do you know what happens? It's like, they all die, right? That's the premise of Rogue One. And he's like, did someone tell you? I was like, I'm watching A New Hope. They said a lot of spies died in this information. How else is it going to end?
None of them were part of the assault on the Death Star, so not like somebody was in the audience was like,
I made it. Hey, give me some credit.
We're all here because of me.
I need a medal here.
It's so good. Rainey can't get into it, man.
Really?
Like, it breaks my heart. Because I loved Obi-Wan. Mm-hmm. She loved Obi-Wan.
It was good.
Mandalorian, great.
We must not have talked about Obi-Wan. I was disappointed.
No, I think it was great. We didn't talk about
it. Okay, because I was like, I feel like it should have been a movie. And then they added like an hour, 2 hours of filler.
It definitely should have been a movie. Because initially it was a movie.
Yeah.
I could have used the whole like, I don't know how to use my power. You know, that I get it. I understand. I understand why they did that. But it felt like it was patting. But it just, that's kind of, it's so cliche. Oh, I stopped doing that. Like, if you know how to, like, shoot, like, never mind force powers. If you know how to do something really well, ride a bike. You just don't forget. I mean, yeah. What? Even if, why would, like, oh, he cut himself off of the force, but I mean, you don't really, like, to the point where he couldn't function. He couldn't do anything at all, force-wise. And then suddenly he's like, never mind, I'll try really hard.
I thought he was, like, restraining himself.
No, it was supposed to be he cut himself off of the force. So that's how he was hiding from the Empire. Like, they couldn't find him. He did something
special to cut himself off?
He just kind of, he did whatever he needed to do.
That's what, like, the Inquisitors were, like, they were designed to, like, hunt Jedi by following, like, links through the Force. Mm-hmm. It was, like, one of their ways that they could hunt.
Gotcha.
That's why, in that first episode, like, Inquisitors kind of knew there was something wrong, but couldn't, like, pinpoint in the crowd. Mm-hmm. Like, there he is. Anyway. Andor, do you have anything else you want to say about
Andor? I'm digging it.
So good.
I kind of want to get spoiler territory, but it was
The heist
is really so well done, and just the backstory behind that, and just even the cool, they made TIE fighters, and they are threatening.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, usually when seeing the space, you know, they're threatening when there's a whole cloud of them, but on this, they only have 3 TIE fighters, and they use them. I mean, they use them sparingly.
They're not pilots either.
They use them sparingly, and when they show up, it's like, oh crap.
Yeah, I agree, man. Like, the whole, not just TIEs, but I love how threatening they make the Empire in general.
Mm.
Like, because the OG trilogy really kind of made the Empire just seem like a nuisance.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, even with the Death Star, you're, like, kind of annoying. Like, not really a threat outside of, like, blowing up the planet, sure. Yeah. But, like, just, like, you know, not really scary.
Yeah.
The backstory stuff of, like, leading up to the heist and the characters involved in the heist and all that other stuff. And the one character that, like, if not for him, the heist wouldn't have happened or even started. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil anything, but, like, all that made the Empire seem, like, legit threatening, and you understand why the systems that, like, pushed back against the Empire, like, why they wanted to, you know? Not just, like, Star Wars bullies. They're, like, a real...
Give me your lunch money.
Tangible threat. They're scary. But, yeah, TIEs are cool again.
Yeah.
Sweet.
A couple other quick things. Anything else you watched or anything?
No. Lord of the Rings, and I watched that show. I'm enjoying it. I don't really... I'm kind of... I don't know. I'm not a huge Lord of the Rings fan. I like Lord of the Rings. Don't be wrong. I saw the extended... I watched the movies. I watched the extended editions. As of the books and the Silmarillion and all that stuff, I am ignorant of. And so I can just enjoy it as it is. You know, a lot of people are griping about, like, it wasn't that way in the Silmarillion. I'm like, okay, but I haven't read that, so...
I don't really care.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I've yet to start watching that. It's on my to-do list.
And then Game of Thrones, it's fine. I mean,
it's Game of Thrones.
It's Game of Thrones.
I enjoy it.
I can't get quite the sour taste of how the last Game of Thrones ended.
And so, you're talking about season 8 or whatever? Yeah. Yeah, it was rough.
And it's...
It's traumatizing.
Yeah, but I've enjoyed this so far. Is it great? No. But...
Dude, Give Viserys, the actor who plays Viserys, give him an Emmy already. Like, the dude is, like, he's, like, 49. And in the series of, like, 4 episodes, he ages, like, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
The way he acts him, like, the physicality. And, like, he also has, like, ailments, like, illnesses and, like, stuff like infections that's, like, furthering his, I guess, like, him dying, essentially. Okay. Like, or coming, like, his health is deteriorating rather quickly. But, like, the physicality that he plays him, you would think that he's a recast actor
in some regards.
Like, he's...
That's impressive.
Incredible.
But the premise is he's slowly getting killed by the throne.
Yeah.
Because they say that, you know, the Throne of Swords, if you're a bad king, you can't sit on... Every time you sit, it cuts you.
And
you get infections and it slowly, like, kills you. If you're a good king, you're fine. So... Yeah.
Neat.
And they kind of show... I mean, again, I don't know how he did the last episode. I haven't seen it, but... You know, definitely the first couple episodes, he was not a good king. You know, he's making bad decisions. He's kind of wishy-washy.
And, yeah. Super wishy-washy and, like, more peace-minded versus, like, when it's medieval time. And, like, there's... The whole premise of Game of Thrones is that, like, you're almost constantly... Not necessarily at war, but, like, you're at odds with other families and stuff like that. So you have to keep that in mind. And he's just more of a wishy-washy. I just want to keep everyone happy, which is impossible. And that's not a good mindset to have as a leader. Like, you're going to have to make hard decisions.
Right.
And, yeah.
Now, so. I want to root for Doctor Who, but he's just, I don't know, that character, as the show's gone on, I've liked him less and less. Bill Matt Smith.
Yeah, I forgot.
Did you just switch shows?
No, I totally forgot that.
He's actually, low-key, like, I do like everyone else's favorite Doctor Who, but Matt Smith, he's my favorite Doctor Who. You know, I haven't watched Doctor Who in forever. I haven't seen any of the last two Doctors, but when I was watching it, he was my favorite.
Yeah, Matt Smith's character is pretty excellent. Phil, do you have anything you want to geek out about real quick?
No, we hit it. I just want to talk about She-Hulk.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. So
real quick, I just wanted to... Are you a big fan of horror movies?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah.
Phil, I know that... so you're a fan of horror movies, like, with the right people.
Sure.
And depending on the level of viscosity of gore, right?
I mean, that's part of it. especially if it's, like, gratuitous.
Well, then do not watch Hellraiser, because when I say gratuitous, that's being generous. I mean, it's not being generous enough, I should say. Like, it's not... It's good. Have you ever seen any of the other Hellraiser movies?
Yeah. I watched a few of them.
So, I as a fan, I enjoyed 1 and 2, but that's it. I don't care about any other ones. 1 and 2 are really good, and all the rest are just absolute garbage. But this one...
I mean, I saw them, like, on VHS when they
were... Yeah, so me too.
It's been a while.
So. It's been a long time. I think the last time I watched one was probably, honestly, like, the last time they were available on, like, Hulu or Netflix or something, which is... It's been several years for that. But anyway... The new Hellraiser, it has a female pinhead, which she doesn't...
So progressive.
Sure.
Does that, like...
It doesn't matter.
Well, that's, like, what I figured.
Pinhead's, like, it's just a demon. And, like, the whole... Do you know the premise of Hellraiser at all?
No.
So, like, there's a puzzle box that attracts people that are wanting to be, to experience, like, the highest levels of, like, sensation and... The box is basically a portal to an alternate dimension that's supposed to be like hell. And these demons that are, like, the controllers of sensation for, like, the human experience, quote-unquote. It's very, like...
It's pretty trippy.
Yeah, it's wild. They essentially trick you, whoever's, like, figuring out the puzzle box, to give in to, like, pleasure. But for these, like, demons, pleasure's pain. There's no difference. Like, there's... Uh-huh. The highest sensation is beyond pleasure and pain. So they give you what they experienced, and it's usually, like, horrible mutilation. Like, it's nothing good.
So, like, how does the plot of these movies work? It's like, dude finds the box, and then we get to see him torture, and then someone else finds the box?
Essentially. So the first one, it's actually, like, the dude is, like, an occultist, and he's, like, super rich, and he has the box. He bought it, like, at an auction or something. Mm-hmm. He is just trying to, like, have the experience the best thing that the human soul can experience from what he understood of, like, what the box is and what it can, like, provide.
Monster demons just torture him.
Yeah, he opens it and they kill him and, like, take his soul, essentially. And then his, like, wife or his widow is like, I want to resurrect him so that we can experience it together. And, like...
This is all the first movie?
Yeah. And so she gets the box. The pinhead comes out and he's like, well, yeah, I'll resurrect your husband if you bring me souls to... so they can experience what we experience. She's like, sure. So, like, there's this whole thing where she's, like, basically feeding people to the box. Where they get killed by the... They're called Cenobites.
That sounds like a snack you get at the movie.
Cenobites! Yeah. And they're gross. Like, in the original Hellraiser movies, they're super, like, BDSM style. Like, latex, black. And they have, like, horrific body mutilations. Like, parts of their skin's, like, flayed open or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, it's pretty gnarly, pretty cool. Like, came out in the 80s, so it's like, oh, that's neat. It's all practical, you know? So...
Is it, like, does this, like, lady have a character arc or anything? Or is it just, one of those horror movies that ends up with everyone just, like, dead?
In the OG? Yeah, she's pretty much, like, the villain. And then, like, the rich dude's daughter, I think, is the one that, like, figures out what's going on. But then, like, the box, like, moves on to, like, another problem.
So it's like Jumanji for grown-ups.
Yeah. Kind of.
Well, the funny thing is, like, in the original, when Clive Barker wanted to, this is what I read, so if I'm wrong. This is basically the scuttlebutt is when he was originally conceived, Pinhead was supposed to be female, but it was the 80s. They're like, they're like, no one wants to see a female. What are you doing? So they changed him to male. So it's like some people, tell people like, oh, well, it's female now. Well, it's back to its original, but whatever.
That's interesting. That's cool.
Androgynous fake demon torturer. Who cares?
But like Pinhead in the original movies had like a super like creepy deep like authoritative voice.
Oh yeah. I mean it's very iconic.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And like there's like several iconic scenes like the Jesus wept scene.
Yep.
that's like super unsettling.
Sure. The only Jesus wept scene I think about is in Community, but he's got that VR. He's like, and Jesus wept. And they're like, quit saying that.
No, not like that. There's several iconic lines from the Hellraiser spoken by Pinhead that's like fans of, you know, the movies or horror in general, but like, oh yeah, I remember that or whatever. But like this Pinhead, like she kind of has this like whisper talk that's like the way that they do it or the way that she does it, it's 10 times scarier than the OG Pinhead. Okay. When I like started watching, I was like, I am for real unsettled. Yeah. Like I'm not scared. Like I'm not going to have nightmares. Watching it like immediately, like I kind of want to take a shower. Like it's... It's kind of intense.
It's like ruined ASMR for me.
Super, yeah. It's super gory, but it's really good. And one of the coolest things about it is it's all practical. Oh, okay. Like, as far as the makeup goes, everything's practical, which is awesome. And they, instead of doing, like, the latex leather stuff, it's all natural body, like skin. So instead of, like, a, you know, the high priestess, like, suit... Mm. It's her skin's folded in different ways. So it's super gross, but it's like when you watch it and you pause it and you're like, well, that's kind of cool looking.
Yeah.
Like somebody designed that. That's real neat. I will say.
I would never be friends with that monster.
You couldn't invite him to dinner. So my friend E told me about it and he was like, there's some sound bites that are like super, super intense. Just be warned. And when I watched it, I was like, oh, they're not so bad yet. Like, you know, like they bring a couple OG ones back from the first two movies. Yeah. I'm like, that's cool. Fan service. Haha. And then they show the new ones. And I'm like, I don't want to eat for a week. So there's that. And then Halloween Ends. I watched that. Like,
feel conclusive?
Oh, it's for sure over. Like, it's done. Like, okay. There is an end to the movie.
They've ended it before. I mean, like, Jamie Lee Curtis cut off his head at one point. So
yeah, and then they done that dumb retcon where it was actually a paramedic that he, like, crushed his vocal cords or whatever and, like, switched.
Oh, you're so clever, Jason.
Yeah. Well, Michael.
Mike Myers, right.
Yeah. But no, this one's like for sure, like it's over, it's done. Like unless they do a supernatural element like the like 4, 5, and 6, mm-hmm. there's no way he's coming back. Like the only way they can do anything more now is if they do a reboot, which I'm sure they will.
Well, isn't it already like a reboot?
Rob Zombie.
I had a like super long discussion about this with Jeff. So I'm going to give you the cliff notes. It's confusing because the Freddy movies, it's a clear-cut story from one to the last one.
Sure.
And then the fun Freddy versus Jason. That's just for fun. You know, nothing's canonical about it.
Which was really fun.
It was a super fun movie.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Same with Friday the 13th movies, one to whatever. Like, it's a clear-cut story. Mm-hmm. As ridiculous it is. The Halloween movies, there's four timelines now. There's 1, 2, and then H2O and Resurrection, which is the one with Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
There's the 1, 2, 4, 5, and 6, okay? Right. Then there's the Rob Zombie ones, which is just 1 and 2. Like, it's just Halloween and Halloween 2. And then now there's one, Halloween 2018, and then Kills and Ends. Halloween Kills, Halloween Ends.
And no one talked about 3.
No one, because 3 is weird.
And I was like, I've never heard of 3 in any of these.
Yeah.
Because he's not even in it. Mike Myers isn't even there.
John Carpenter's original idea was to do an anthology. Each movie would be a different Halloween night story. Uh-huh. And then Halloween 1 was so successful, the studio was like, you got to give us a sequel. He's like, fine. So he did Halloween 2 with what he thought was a decisive, like, closed-off ending. Like, it's over, it's done, no more. And he went on to do 3, which is completely unrelated to Michael Myers' story. But that flopped, and they're like, people want Michael Myers back. So that's where 4, 5, and 6 came in.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so Halloween Ends, definite ending for everything. And the only way they can continue is if they do a fifth timeline reboot, which I think would be ridiculous. But honestly...
No, it's going to be Halloween No Way Home.
Yeah,
but they're gonna all the Mike Myers like getting together and talking to each other.
We all know they will.
We've learned at this point that if there's money to be made, they'll find a way.
I mean, there was a rumor forever that was gonna be Freddy versus Jason versus Mike Myers, but of course that never. I mean, the closest we got to that was like Robot Chicken. So
yeah, now we need Freddy versus Jason versus Mike Myers versus Chucky versus the Saw puppet, just the puppet, not.
Not the guy behind him. He doesn't even move. Just like, what's that?
He trips somebody like into like a range of fence.
That's all he's a hazard. That's all he is.
It's work hazard. But I think that wraps up our What You Geeking On.
That's what we're geeking on.
Yeah.
So, stay tuned, and we're going to play Betrayal House on the Hill for this spooky season.
Yes.
You made it to the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Make sure to review, subscribe, like, heart, thumbs up, star, or whatever your listening platform lets you do to say we're something a human could listen to. You can message us on Twitter, Facebook, or anchor.fm with all complaints and corrections. All the links you need are on abovetheboardpodcast.com. Stay above the board
with Josh
and Phil.
You. You win. Perfect.